USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee, who will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegation, presides over the matter. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time, as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans, while opponents argue that such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. The White House is urging the Senate to also pass the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
This bill would not ban apps like TikTok, period. What it would do is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
This legislation mandates TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech behemoth ByteDance, to divest the app within 180 days or face its removal from U.S. app stores. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, his attorneys say they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. A San Diego law firm is initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris. They allege the nicotine product Zyn is being marketed toward young individuals. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country is. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The comments were part of a campaign message several days before the presidential election in Russia, where Putin is all but assured to secure his victory. In an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday, Putin said he would consider it an escalation of tensions if U.S. or other Western allied troops showed up as combatants on the ground in Ukraine. When asked if Russia is ready for nuclear war, Putin said his military is prepared, but he told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon.
Later this month, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to disclose his pick for a running mate. He announced that he will host a campaign gathering on March 26th in Oakland, California. The announcement follows his confirmation of deliberating over NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura for the role. In the race for California's next senator, Democrat Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes, with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.